You might note on the bulletin my title, the Reverend Ken McCoy, but I'm not here in that capacity today. I'm here as a father. And I want to take a few minutes, and again, I'm going to thank you for this opportunity to share with you my personal story and talk for a few seconds about my own personal toxic theology. As a pastor, I've eulogized so many young people. I eulogized a young man, a nine-year-old, who went next door to play with his best friend, and they found the grandfather's gun. And the child shot his friend by accident. And so I did that eulogy. There's another young man who's a member of my church. I baptized him at 14, buried him at 17. He was a county boy when he came to the city. And the city made a mark out of him. And so he was abducted on his job, taken to a garage on the south side, and beaten nearly to death, rolled in a tarp, doused with bleach, and thrown into a ravine in the county. And so I thought that as a pastor, I'm really not doing anything outside of saying kind words over young folks' bodies who should not be dead. I said they should not be dead. And my toxic theology started to kick in because I decided that I would get out in the streets and do something. And so since May, I've been in the streets of North St. Louis from around 10 to 1, sometimes 10 to 2 if there was a shooting or something later, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. I've done this for 8 months now, and I intend to do it until. I said, I intend to do it until. I said, I intend to do it until. And so I'm thinking that God is pleased with what I'm doing, Reverend Wilson, and that some kind of way that afforded me some immunity. Just being real with you. And I thought that because I was doing the right thing, that God would not let anything happen to my son. That's what I thought. And now let me say something about my son. I love my son. And you don't hear from fathers a lot, but we love our children. The media has a way of just destroying the black man in a way that you just think that we're all absent, but we're not absent. Not only do I love my son, I love yours. So, I'm not going to stand here and tell you that my son was perfect. I can't do that. My son said, he told me he was a Crip for life. Didn't know what that meant when he told me that. One day I was running around in a panic like I always do. Reverend Wilson, we're always in a panic. And my phone rang, and it was my son's sister, who never calls me unless she wants to borrow some money or something. And she was just screaming that Lyndon got shot. He's at Barnes. Lyndon got shot. And hung the phone up and just sort of left me there like that. I didn't know whether my son was dead or alive, whether he was shot in the head or shot in the foot. And his whole life just sort of just passed before my eyes. And I thought about him as a little boy. I was an organizer for ACORN, and I heard his voice saying, I want to be an organizer like my dad. And he wears saggy pants, but he's still mine. He got tattoos, but he's still mine. He's equipped for life, but he's mine throughout eternity. He's mine. So I own my child. And so I'm driving to the hospital, and I've driven to North Carolina before. It's 15 hours. And I was 15 minutes from Barnes, and that was a longer drive. And so when I got there, you know, it's something to see your son, you know, laid up in his own blood and crying. It was a terrible sight to see him crying and bleeding. And he said, "Dad, they tried to kill me." A few weeks before he was shot, he was in Rumbo Park, where a young lady was murdered in front of his children. And the young man who shot her shot at my son and came back and got my son. Now, I don't know whether the theology is appropriate because my heart is broken for those of you who've lost your children. Mine survived. My son's in jail now. And I don't know whether you can understand this or not. I don't know, but I'm so glad he's in jail. I'm so glad he's in jail. Because I've not had to pace the floor worrying about somebody exacting some type of whatever on him. Had this conversation with my son before he got locked up, and then I'm gonna sit down. He said, "Dad, listen, I know you don't like my lifestyle, and I know I embarrass you. And my son don't embarrass me. I'll tell anybody Lyndon is my child. He's mine. And I love him and I'll die for him." He said, "But Dad, I'm gonna start carrying this gun. Cause this guy shot me with a chopper. Y'all know what a chopper is? It's an AK-47. It is a Soviet-made military-grade automatic weapon that my son got shot with in North St. Louis. How does a Soviet-made military-grade weapon wind up off North Market in Rumbo Park?" So I said, "Listen, Lyndon, the laws in St. Louis City have changed. And now if you get stopped with a gun, man, you basically don't get a bond." So he's locked up with a $30,000 bond. So he said, "Dad, I would rather you visit me in prison for defending myself than visit my grave somewhere else." This thing is a little more complex than we know. The young man that shot my son is somebody's child, somebody's brother. And I decided that I would not just sit back and allow that to be. So for the rest of my life, I'm going to be in the streets somewhere engaging these young people. I'm 56 years old. It is unnatural for me to be afraid of somebody 15. I don't care what kind of gun he has. It is unnatural. It's unnatural for me to be afraid of somebody that I'm old enough to be their grandfather. It's unnatural. It's unnatural for them to be dead and for me to still be alive. It is unnatural. So I want to encourage you. I've had pastors to say to me that God has not told me to go in the streets. Well, your church is in the hood. You sure find enough grace to get there every Sunday and get an offering. I believe if I can tell my members that God can heal you of cancer, I can tell people that God will protect you in the streets if you're out there doing the right thing. I'm a witness. So I want to encourage and to challenge you. If you're worried about getting shot, if you don't do something now, if you don't engage now, if you don't get involved now, your chances of getting shot will be much greater than they were. Thank you so much, and God bless you.